great.
After that, we talked about mindfulness, being in the here and now. So an analogy I used for that was when I was younger, I used to say on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get to Friday. Oh my gosh, I can't wait till the weekend. I hate Mondays. I hate Tuesdays. I don't like Wednesdays. Thursdays is okay because it's almost a Friday. And guess what happened? I was missing out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. That's 4 days. Mm-hmm. And only appreciating two or three, wow. You know? So if we really appreciate being in the moment, stopping and smelling the roses, looking around you and looking at something as simple as, you know what? I have clean, fresh water. I have shelter. I can breathe. I can see. Mm-hmm. I can feel. I can taste. You know, look at that gorgeous bird on the tree. Mm-hmm. You know, just really taking your time to just appreciate the here and now is so important.
And you know what's crazy is, like, we don't appreciate things like that because we have them all the time.
Right.
And it's same thing when it comes to, like, I even notice when I have strep throat, like, what if you have strep throat, like, you don't appreciate how good it feels to swallow normally, you know?
That's a very, like, good analogy.
Like,
for real.
Like, you don't appreciate every normal swallow you take 24 hours a day, let alone, like, when it comes to living in the Midwest. I give this analogy a lot. Like, the fact that we live in the Midwest makes us very appreciative of this, of all seasons.
Right.
We appreciate the winter because when at the end of the summer, we're begging for the colder weather. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the winter, we're begging for the warm weather. It's like people on the coasts don't appreciate the sun like we do. They don't have that relationship like that. And the same thing goes for clean water. People in Flint will probably die for a freaking clean sip of water. You know what I'm saying? Like, so there's places, you know, and it's crazy how we work like that. We get so used to things like that, we forget to appreciate them.
Right.
And I think this is where mindfulness comes in. This is where, is it mindfulness or is it just taking a breath and looking at everything in your life and learning to appreciate everything in it? It's more of just, like, being aware of what you have and what others don't.
Right.
Even just the fact that we all have two legs and a mouth that talks, you know? Like, everything is such a blessing that we almost, like, just take for total granted.
It's definitely gratitude. And gratitude will get you a lot farther, especially when you're going through troubling times. It's so easy to just focus on the negative.
You're right.
But just being grateful for what you do have.